Good morning. It's 7:39 here at 1450 WHTC. Time to talk in the Hope Sports Roundtable to Ron Weatherby, Matt Neal, Brian Morehouse versus welcome in Mr. Ron Weatherby. Good morning, Ron. How are you?
Good morning.
Good. Good to have you here. And like we were speaking briefly off the air, you've got a couple of big games this weekend.
That was a fun time out here. You got the MIAA season over, but the tournament's always interesting and a couple good matchups here for the finals.
Well, certainly it's going to be something that I spoke with Alan Babbitt, a challenge for both these coaches, Matt Neal and Brian Morehouse, finding a way to beat not only a team for the third time, but their rival for the third time. Matt, good morning as we welcome Matt Neal, head coach of the Flying Dutchman. How are you going to beat Calvin for three times this season?
Well, I think what we need to do, Dan, is we need to just do the same thing we've done the other two times. I think that we have we've been pretty solid on the defensive side of the ball. We've been really solid as far as our fast-breaking game, and we understand that defense and rebounding will be a huge key for us to replicate what we did the last two times.
Well, Calvin has as much size as what we do, and that's unusual for us, so we've got to expand our offense a little bit and go to the outside as well as inside.
Well, I think that you know, you kind of go with who, you dance with who brought you, right? So I think that we have to continually exploit the inside. Yes, we know that they have size, but I think that VA has done a great job against Tyler Cruz. I think that Brock Benson has played well against their bigs. I think that Caleb Byers has played pretty well inside. And of course, we need to hit some shots. At both times that we've played them before, we were able to balance both of those in inside-outside game, and Eddie shot the ball pretty well. And I think that we certainly are poised to execute from deep if we need to, and from inside if we need to. So we'll kind of take what they give us and make that all work.
Well, I think those two ball games against Calvin, I've got to be two of them that kind of stood out this season as being some of our better ball games.
Oh, for sure. And I think this, you know, the last game at our place, for heaven's sake, we were up by 30 points, but you know what? We're not that much better than they are, and they certainly aren't that much worse than us. I mean, it's you put those two things together on a given day, and that's what created that spread. I mean, our two teams are so similar, and we do a lot of things the same. And of course, obviously, Kevin and I have great respect for one another. I know I do for him, and I think that our teams are right where most people would have predicted at this point in the season. You know, they were picked to win the conference, and just so happened we were able to beat them, and we won the conference. But we're still 1-2. You know, for nine times, I think, or the nine years that this tournament has been going on, eight of the nine times it's been Hope and Calvin in the finals. So I don't think it's a surprise. I don't think that we surprise one another. You know, I suspect we'll see a little bit of zone out of them because they showed it a little bit against Trine. But, you know, I think that we're going to have it's going to be a great ball game, and we're going to start things off at 3, and then Maul and his women are going to take over at 7:30, and it's just going to be an absolutely great day at the DeVos.
Well, we found out on Wednesday night that coaches have a little time to put a game plan together, and Trine did a great job of setting up their game plan and following it through, and we had to work really hard to get that ball game.
We did, and I think that's good. You know, I think so often, probably we as coaches, but I think more so as fans, start expecting big blowout wins, and you know what? It's tournament time. I mean, if you take a look at the Division III scores over the last couple of days, you will see number one seeds in the conference tournament getting knocked off. Edgewood College, the team that we played at over the Christmas break, knocked off the number one seed in their tournament this past week. I just read that Marietta, I don't know if Marietta ended up getting beat last night, but they certainly had a really, really close game. I know that Mount Union got beat last night. You know, so these are the things that go on during tournament time, and that's what makes it fun. You know, I think that it's not always going to be an easy go of it, and you have to be, I guess you have to trust that what you've done during the season has prepared you now for what may happen in the postseason. And we feel that by playing those tough teams in our schedule, that has been beneficial for us, and we're certainly going to hold true to that come this weekend.
Well, let's go pick up that win on Saturday and then see what the NCAA has to offer. That comes out on Monday as if you want to go to the luncheon, hopefully it'll happen during the luncheon, and we can find out on Monday as to who you're going to play.
Hey, one game at a time, and we're gonna take care of this one at 3 on Saturday.
Now you sound like Coach Dam. Well, thanks for joining us this morning, Coach, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Take care.
All right, let's get right back into it. The Hope Sports Roundtable here on 1450 WHTC. Dame Spadafora along with Ron Weatherby. Now welcoming Brian Morehouse, head coach of the Lady Dutch. And Brian, undefeated season continues, but that really doesn't matter tomorrow. You want one win.
Absolutely. It's the time of the season where, you know, you just want to win in advance, and your focus is truly on what's at hand, not what's in the future. So tomorrow, a huge game, rivalry game. It's everything you want in your season because you get a chance to play your top rival and on the biggest stage.
A little bit of a surprise last night as Olivet was beaten by Kelvin, and looked like it was a great battle between a couple of good ball players. Stephanie Lang with 42 points, I think it was, 32 points, and then you have Kelvin with Brianna Verkijk that had 27, so quite a battle between those two.
Well, a couple of great players, a couple of players that are going to be first team all league, and big players step up at big times. And I wasn't surprised by either one of those young ladies playing really well on a big stage.
Well, that first ball game that we had against Kelvin, that was a little bit of an eye opener out there because Kelvin took off on us, and we struggled a little bit in the first half. But in the second half, we put it away. Second time that we played them over at the Voss, it was a much easier ball game. But number three, you never can tell what's going to happen at number three.
Well, it's the Hope-Kelvin rivalry. And, I mean, for us to take too much out of either one of those games would be foolish. I mean, I think we need to focus on the fact that, you know, Kelvin's playing the best they've played all year long. They've got 26 games of instituting their new system of, you know, pressing and their new offense. And, you know, they continue to get better and better every single game. And I think that's borne out by just how much they've improved since the last time we played them, including last night against Olivet.
Well, with the Kelvin ball game coming up on Saturday out there, you get the night game slot at 7:30, and should be a good time. You get a little bit of a break. The ball game last night, you only have one day in between to really get ready for Kelvin, and the Adrian offense and the Kelvin offense completely different.
Oh, a lot different, and a lot different personnel. But both have a ton of shooters, and I think that's the one similarity is, Adrian does spread the floor pretty well with a number of different players that can shoot the ball. And, you've got to be aware of where their shooters are and where their drivers are. So, the good thing is we spent some time, in scouting them, and our kids are really focused in. We'll get ready today, and we hope to see everybody out there watching us tomorrow night and supporting us, and hoping that we can play our best game of the year and have a chance to cut down the net.
Well, let's go win the MIAA tournament, and let's look forward to going on to the NCAA. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks a lot. We'll see you at 7:30.
All right, Brian Morehouse, thanks for joining us this morning. Ron Weatherby, thank you, sir.